Hi, this is Dr. N. The clinical patient last name is North, N-O-R-T-H. First name is K-I-A-N-A. Date of visit is March 6, 2024. Next, so if a patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first of all, patient was in October of 2021 at N-A-S Lemoore, L-E-M-O-R-R-E, California. N-A-S Lemoore, Lemoore, California, first of a patient was in the station at the work van. First of a patient was bending over, comma, as she was standing up, comma, she hit the top of her head on the metal steel bar on the work van. First of all, she hit her top of the head very severely. First of all, she had immediate had pain. First of all, she became dizzy, lightheaded, nausea, ringing the ears, and tinnitus. First of all, patient also blurred vision. First of all, patient the headache was so intense to a point that she needed to go to a hospital. First of all, patient was evaluated in a hospital, and she was diagnosed of concussion. First of all, patient went home that day. However, she continued some significant symptoms of headaches, blurred vision, confusion, disorientation, ear ringing, nausea. First up, she went back to the hospital again for that. First up, a patient had these symptoms for the next several weeks. First up, next forever. Patient tells me since this event, a patient has significant chronic headaches. First up, patient has almost headaches on almost a daily basis. First up, patient has chronic dizziness, ringing in the ears, tinnitus, blurred vision symptoms. First up. First up, a patient is seeing doctors for these symptoms. She's taking Tylenol as needed for the hip pain. First up, next paragraph, patient is working for the Navy. First up, patient is a K-9 handler. First up, patient tells me that her symptoms are significant, affecting her job. First up, she's not able to focus. Patient has significant difficulty to concentrate at her work. First up, patient would forget her task duties. First up, next paragraph. First up, a patient is not able to perform well because of her symptoms. And next paragraph, this marks a denote dictation. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. First name is John. Date of the visit is March 6th, 2024. Next up, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 1972. A patient was in T-A-K-H-L-I, Air Force Base in Thailand. First up, a patient tells me that he was in a passenger in a bus. First up, and the bus ran over 30-40 Thailand soldiers. So first up, a patient tells me that the Thailand soldier got upset at him. First up, start beating him. First up, patient tells me that he got beat up in the head. First up, a patient was kicked many times in the head. First up, patient tells me that he had loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he was loss of consciousness for at least 10 to 15 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a patient woke up in the ground. First up, patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. In 1973, patient tells me that he had a car accident. First up, a patient was in Holloman, H-O-L-L-O-M-A-N, Air Force Base in New Mexico. First up, patient tells me that he was driving. First up, however, he fell asleep. First up, a patient tells me that he lost control of the car. First up, a car went off the road. First up, a patient tells me that he was bounced all over the car. First up, he hit the head in the car. First up, however, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, however, a patient tells me that he has severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation. First up, next forever. In 1974, a common patient was in El Paso. First up, a patient tells me that he was in the bar. He was involved in a bar fight. First up, a patient tells me they got hit in the head many times. First up, a patient got thrown to the floor. First up, a patient did not lose consciousness. First up, a patient got hit so many times. It is caused him confusion and disorientation. First up, a patient got hit in the top of the head. He was bleeding. First up, a patient was evaluated in the Army hospital. Patient has stitches on the top of the head. First up, Our next good paragraph is, since these events of trauma vision have significant chronic headaches, so first off, he's had this painful almost every day. First off, vision, vision problem. First off, vision pain. First off, patient has memory problem. First off, patient has a neck pain. First off, patient stiffness in the neck. First off, patient also poor memory. First off, next to paragraph, patient is currently retired and he's not working. First off, next to paragraph, it is my opinion that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First off, he got injured in 1972, as he was attacked and beaten up by Thailand soldiers. So first off, patient was beaten in the head and kicked in the head many times. So first off, patient had complete loss of consciousness for about. Patient complete loss of consciousness. The first step, patient woke up on the ground to come with a severe headache, confusion, the disorientation. First step, in 1973, come patient was in a car accident in New Mexico Air Force Base. The first step, patient fell asleep and lost control of the car and hit his head during the accident. So first step, patient severe head pain, confusion, the disorientation. First step, in 1974. A patient was in a bar fight in El Paso, Texas. First up, a patient tells me that he was hit many times in the head. First up, a patient was bleeding from the top of the head. First up, patient requires stitches in the top of the head. First up, since these events, my patient has significant headache. First up, patient also have a vision problem, confusion, disorientation. First up, the chronic headache is almost on an everyday basis. So first up, it is my opinion that, that the chronic headaches are due to these head injuries. So first up, I believe that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks the end of the petition.